He was.
So you, let me see, you said there was 5 children altogether?
No.
8
together.
Did any of them have any musical inclination?
You know, no, talk about that all the time. My talent came out in a different way.
I mean, if love would count for talent, I love country music.
Mm-hmm. I love.
He can play that, and he does too. But I have a son who plays the guitar, but I mean, he hasn't played for a long time, and my brother has got a little girl that plays in it, but she likes the band and stuff like that. But it looks like some talent would have come out somewhere, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it'll
circle
come over another generation.
Yeah, it might. You never can tell.
Well, I like to hear that music, though. The fiddle music.
I know you do.
He used to.
Have you ever thought about trying to play it?
I've thought about it.
Well, that's good.
You could like it.
He used to play Christopher asleep. Christopher was a difficult little boy when he was little.
It's a grandson.
And they couldn't get him to go to sleep at night, so they'd bring him over and Daddy play the fiddle, and he'd go to sleep. Mm-hmm.
He's the right age to start.
It would knock him out.
You know the tape I sent you of Melvin Wine?
Uh-huh.
And Melvin had quit for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And one day he was babysitting his little granddaughter,
uh-huh,
and she was crying. He couldn't get her to stop crying, and he finally got a fiddle out.
And
that's what did it, and that's what got him playing again.
Isn't that something? Is that right?
He said it must be a gift, or it must be something to do that.
Uh-huh.
And he kept on playing.
Well, isn't it something like he probably played when he was young?
Yeah.
And then kind of quit for a while.
Yeah, he got, you know, just... For one reason or another, got a big family and everything.
Well, that's with Daddy. And then as he got older, he retired. But he always played. But I guess when they get busy.
Sure.
Priorities and everything has to take its toll. Mm-hmm.
Did your dad ever sing any?
No. He didn't sing. No.
Did he play any other instruments other than fiddle?
No,
like guitar, banjo at all.
Just the fiddle.
Did he talk about playing for dances a lot? Maybe
when he was young.
When he was young, he talked about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. I guess that they did that for entertainment back then.
Oh, yeah.
Before television and radio and all that, you know.
My geography isn't too good. I can't even picture where in Kentucky we're talking about. But
okay, it's close to the Tennessee border.
Way down.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because like when you said where the family came from, I think they moved from the state of Tennessee in Kentucky when he was very young.
Uh-huh.
So
he may have been born in Tennessee?
His birth certificate says Yamacraw.
Kentucky.
Okay.
But he said
there was a dilemma. go ahead and tell him. It was confusing.
Well, he said, you know how it used to be, I don't guess they had birth certificate. It was just word of mouth about it.
Yeah.
And then when you had to have a birth certificate, someone had to remember or know who you was.
Uh-huh.
Well, he said that they always told him that he was born in Jellicoe, Tennessee.
That's what he told me. That's where it was born, Jellicoe.
And then, but years later, when he needed a birth certificate, Grandma Hughes had to get it. And when it came, he said, she has put Yamacraw, Kentucky. So he said, they always told me I was born in Jellicoe, Tennessee. So
that's interesting.
Yeah.
But it was because... See, she had got older before he ever needed the birth certificate.
Yeah, maybe she didn't remember. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And people filed delayed birth certificates all the time because back around the turn of the century in West Virginia, and I'm sure it might have been the same in other states, people just didn't rule people out, didn't bother filing.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you didn't, I don't guess you had to.
That's how a lot of the spelling of names gets changed.
Mm-hmm.
And where people were born and everything.
So it is possible he was born, if you had to say where you thought he was born, where would you say?
I think it goes right here, see?
I believe that he knew. I mean, if he always
said Jellicoe, Tennessee, is what he told me. That was just what he always said.
But when the birth certificate came.
But he said, Maw.
Maw, yeah.
He called her Maw. He said, Maw has put in all there. Uh-huh.
Well, what county in Tennessee is that town in?
I wouldn't know.
No, I don't know that.
I can find it out.
I know, yeah.
McQuarrie, that's where Stearns and Revelo and all these places where he grew up. Because I was born at Revelo.
Okay.
But that's just a little town like Marmette, Chesapeake.
He talked about Revelo, Kentucky to me. Yeah, we always talk about what he talked about. She knows the young part and I know the older part. But he used to talk about Revelo, Kentucky and Stearns, Kentucky all the time.
Well, I know we went. Then my husband took him back one time. He was, I don't know how old he was then.
He was in his early 70s.
And
because I had just gotten out of high school.
When we went back, this man, General Ellis, that he played with, he went to see him. And we had went to my aunt's, and from there, he called. And this man was already ill. But he took his fiddle and everything, but when he saw him, he really wasn't stout enough. You know, I think he had cancer. And but I remember people come from everywhere, and they went to calling on the phone. Delbert Hughes is back, you know, and they were so thrilled, and they was just standing on the porch. I mean, it was like he was celebrity or something. Yeah. But I guess back then, if you could play music, you
he was a celebrity because that he was a star.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there was to it. Because fiddlers in these little rural areas, the people really revered and held in high esteem. They're fiddlers.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe.
He was popular.
I'll tell you this. This is a whole different thing now. But there was a few people like myself and Bobby and others who'd see him at Glenville. I know people in Seattle, Washington, and California who talk about Delbert Hughes like he was like.
Is that right?
Like, mm-hmm. Just have him right up here.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? That
they, oh, yeah.
And they talk, maybe they taped a few tunes to Glenville and they've traded them. And, I mean.
So you see, he still lives.
There's people.
Yeah. Oh, he does.
There's
really.
There's a whole thing that Bobby and I know about. And you wouldn't because you're not musicians. Young people in this country who.
Well, I know.
The name Delbert Hughes has got.
I know at Glenville, he was going to all of their groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The young people.
The young people.
Now that's the thing about him, though. He loved young people.
Mm-hmm. He loved young people.
Mm-hmm. At.
He did.
I mean, it hurts me to say it, but at his funeral,
there was more young people.
People
than old
had remarked that they never saw so many young people.
And
but he always
man's
he funeral. Loved to talk to.
Yeah, he made friends with. They were his friends. They.
Well, he never lost a vision.
Uh-huh.
He always wanted to know what was going on and something in the future. He was that type of person, you know.
He got old, but he really never grew old in his ways. Mm-hmm. Like most, when you get old, you get, you know, most people are just.
He never got cranky and stuff like
changed.
That.
He stayed young at heart.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a guy that came from Durham, North Carolina, and he stayed all night. He pitched a tent in the yard. And he listened to Daddy play. He did come from, I don't know where he came from. He didn't drive a car, I don't think. You know, and he listened, you know, he come that far just to listen to him play the music. And then there was a guy come from England. And he stayed in the house. He stayed with us that night. Daddy said he could stay there. He was going to go to town. And Daddy said, you can stay here, it's okay. And he listened to his music. And recorded it a few times.
So you can see what a tight-knit little community it is because of him playing a few tunes maybe at Glenville.
That all happened. And that many people.
Yeah. Because the community of old-time musicians is small, but loyal.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I didn't understand these young people at the time. I thought, but they really wanted him.
They really wanted to hear them.
To come to their group, you know, because. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You were up at Glenville with them mm-hmm. one year?
I went once or twice. Mm-hmm. You went the first time.
I went the first time. Mm-hmm. But he won mm-hmm. when he placed first. He didn't even realize. He just thought he'd just go up there and play the fiddle a couple times, and that was it.
Now that's one that
he won.
You know, it's not surprising.
Yeah. Educational Channel or what is that?
It was on Channel 9.
Channel
on
9.
Is it PBS Public Broadcast?
Yeah. Has got that.
Now Channel 9.
Well,
when
I'll check with Rita
when he won first place,
yeah.
He plays Katie. He walks out under a tree because he left.
He
before
left.
They announced
he didn't even know. He just left.
He said, let's go.
He was, no, he was outside, but I went and got him. I mean, I found him. They wanted me to bring him, put him back on stage.
Well, he is under a tree.
He was under a
when
tree.
When he talks on television.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have a...
I'd love to have a copy. Of, I'd give anything to have a copy of that.
No, but he plays...
anything.
Is it Callahan he plays? Because he says it's someone's going...
He played Callahan because he told a story about Callahan.
It's something about a playing a fiddle when they took... when this.
They, he said there was going to be a burial that day, and the wagon, you know how they take him to
yeah, it's
the,
called The Last of Callahan.
The, okay.
And
someone played, he wanted a fiddle played.
Yeah, that's a, his last
yeah.
wish.
Yeah, that was his, okay.
Now, was that's...
I think that's
he
what he
that
plays
story.
In this, at what they showed on Channel 9,
uh-huh.
when he, they showed that festival. And
now,
he talked, it was a good
it
thing.
It was real good.
Mm-hmm. Channel 9 is the Beckley station.
Mm-hmm.
Grandview, yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll just call it Grandview, Beckley, or
well, the lady who's now the program manager loves fiddles.
Really?
So I'll talk to her about this and see if it's still there. There's
yeah.
no way of knowing, you know.
I wished it was.
Well, it would be in the 70s. Well, I know we said...
I will find out.
We saw on this thing, said one first place in 1973 at Glenville.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. That's good to know.
If that helps.
73?
That's when it was taken.
And his other two, I would say he went the next year and the next year.
It was 73, 74, and 75.
75.
Was
he went those 3 years.
Yeah.
But this one time...
It was in 73.
That he's under this tree. They talk with him a few minutes, and then he plays this tune and tells that little story about it.
Uh-huh.
And you saw that one time?
On television.
See,
yes.
We didn't have VCRs then or anything.
No, we didn't have
I know, but
you
know? I'm real amazed that you remember. I could tell it really affected
uh-huh.
you, that
yeah.
you remember exactly what happened.
Oh, my daddy was there.
He was everything.
I was one of those daughters. Yeah.
He was the most wonderful person in the whole world.
And that's good. I've often wished they would put it on.
I'd give anything if I could see it on TV again.
Well, in 73 or 4, they probably would have been shooting. It's hard to say. It might have been filming. It might have been
And if they discarded it, where would they have discarded? Where would they have?
I don't know. I tried to get.
Because we are collecting at the archives now a lot of
yeah.
news films and stuff like that. So.
This was a...
Yeah. It was a
fit.
He was on TV several times, wasn't he? On Channel 9. I can't remember how that came about. I know Glenville once, but wasn't he on there again, or was it the same program?
No, well, the best one I liked was that one at Glenville, because it was... in the summer, and he was out under this tree, and it was just a pretty scene.
Yeah.
And he talked on
that
it.
Tree is, that tree is gone. Everybody remembers them taking down that tree.
Yeah, well, there has been anti-marches ever since.
But the tree is gone.
And the band even
yeah.
plays, I think, to this, the last year. What is the tree?
All the fiddlers love that. That was a box elder tree, and that's where the music
and they happened. Call the band that goes on, a whole bunch of musicians goes on stage, it's a memorial tribute to the box elder tree. What do they call it? The box elder string band or something?
Well, I didn't even know that. I just remember hearing that.
It was beautiful where he sat, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it, the way they
yeah.
did that. But I'd love to be able to see that too.
Yeah, well, I'll check with Rita Ray. She's the new station manager. She's been there a while, but she values fiddle music, so if it's there, she'll certainly help us.
They showed a little bit, like of the Vandalia, they would always show.
Mm-hmm.
One time they interviewed him on that.
Yeah. Yeah, they interviewed him there.
But it was shorter.
In that interview?
I'm not sure on that. I think it showed them all.
Oh, okay.
And then they talked with him. It was a lady reporter.
Mm-hmm. From Channel 8. Oh, from Channel 8, okay.
And but the other one we're talking about at Glenville, that was a good footage.
Because that showed him playing and everything. So that
if the one on Channel 8 was just like news footage or something, it probably wouldn't exist. Mm-hmm. But
that's what it was.
Possible.
They was just showing it on the news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then this girl
interviewed
him.
One of them showed him on stage. That's why I'm confused.
Well, the one at Glenville showed him outside under this tree.
There was one of him on stage playing those tunes in the auditorium at Glenville College.
I don't remember. I can remember him showing a close-up on him, but...
Yeah.
It's
been a long time, and it's hard to...
But that other one, if there was another one, it was short. I know they interviewed him once. He could have played a little bit, but it wasn't like this other one. Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't know he's won first place, I think.
No, he didn't know that.
And they come out to tell him, and maybe he was looked excited or something, you know.
Yeah.
Let's wait until it's done, okay? Okay. I'm gonna get done with that. Well, I think what I'd like to do is I'll try to take a picture of this picture and go to them all night and see how that looks, and then Bobby can probably see if there's any other
pictures
or negatives or something that
there was more views of that picture. Uh-huh. The color one there, but that was the best one I think that I picked out.
Do you know where he took that?
Up at the house.
Uh-huh. So Steve Payne went up there and took it.
Yeah, he'd come to the house to take it.
Still had a date on it.
And somebody else was looking, but I don't know who it was.
In about 77, 78.
Nobody ever wrote about him in the Golden Seal magazine, did they?
No.
No.
That's but you're saying this was in the...
Golden Seal. His name was mentioned.
His name was mentioned, but I never did understand why they didn't say
that. Okay, it's something short, and someone even... His name's mentioned in it.
It probably having to do with Vandalia.
One thing that... about Delbert Hughes, that this is very valuable for. I'm hoping it would be wonderful to see a short story done on him in Golden Seal. And the reason it hasn't been done, I think, is because he died way back early in Vandalia. And he didn't come to the last few before he died. So he kind of dropped out of the picture there. And we didn't have any way of getting information and stories. And his story, like we're getting tonight. So it would be wonderful to see a story either in Golden Seal or somewhere else that would document his life. And Jerry may have some plans too, I don't know, in that line. As far as, you know, to go along with a recording or whatever.
Well, it would be really helpful for us to find, if somebody has that Gazette article, if we can get a date so we could get that, because that might have a lot of information.
The date on that would be very good, if you can come up with that.
Let me try that one more time.
Because I'll look that up immediately and copy it as a reference source. Mm-hmm.
And now, you're going to let me take these?
Yes.
Okay, let me write down your address, Nona.
N-O-N-A, Thomas.
T-H-O-M?
Uh-huh, yes. Box 113.
There it is.
My Emma.
Now, look here.
25134.
I think I already have you. I already have your phone number. 595-2272.
In fact, he named me that odd name.
Hey, what's that?
No, you know, very seldom hear it.
We have a neighbor named Nona. And no, you don't hear it too often. I've only known two other. You're the third.
Is she home?
Yeah, she said she'd call right back. She's
okay.
Going to go pull it out.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd
be good. If it wasn't cut off of it.
But I consider these tapes a real treasury of, and representation, a good representation of mm-hmm. his music and his life.
Mm-hmm. And too, his I like his talk. You can tell, I mean, it's country.
Mm-hmm. That makes it that much more homespun and mm-hmm. and desirable, in my opinion.
Well, it'd be interesting to know if is this Steve Payne still in the Charleston area?
Yeah.
I just wonder if they went. If he went with somebody else up there, maybe they did an interview.
I can track Steve Payne. I think
I would try to do that. I mean, if somebody else went with him, it's possible they sat him down and did a taped interview or something.
That could very well be.
We'll definitely.
Shoot, you were still home during this.
When they came, uh-huh. Steve come, and somebody did come, and they did tape.
That was married. I didn't know a lot of times. They just
and they taped.
Uh-huh. Well, oh, that is interesting.
So if that helps any.
That may exist then. If that uh-huh. does, then that would add some new information.
Oh, that would be great. Uh-huh.
I'll try to track down Steve Payne. Remind me to do that. My mind isn't very long these days.
Okay, I'll write that down, buddy.
Yeah, really. I'm at the age where you start forgetting.
Join the crowd.
Hey. When you get my age, you don't admit it.
Oh, well, that's what I mean. I'm at the age of you. But
you join the Hill Gang.
Yeah, I'll make some notes, too.
He's not related to Mark.
Huh?
He's not related
to
Mark.
Mark has a brother named Steve Payne, though. But not that Steve Payne. So this Steve Payne married, what was her name?
Becky? Rebecca Payne?
No, they're not related. Okay. He married Kathy Giltinen. He married a Giltinen. Uh-huh. Kathy Giltinen, who was Paul's ex-wife, Paul Salon's ex-wife. Uh-huh. He married her sister. So he is trackable.
Yeah. Well, if he knows who did that and what the purpose was.
I would say he probably would.
Yeah.
And remember who was with him and maybe where the tape went.
Yeah.
Well, I know there was an article with this when it came out in the paper.
Yeah.
Come here.
So it's possible it's sitting around somewhere.
Daddy?
Where?